Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. We're here today to play. We're going to play in the wonder. Do you remember wondering as a child? Do you remember being in the fields or in your backyard looking up at the clouds or looking at the flowers or just the grass and being in that awe of wonder state of what is this? What is this, right? Have you missed that from your life? Has your life become so rote and stuck in a rut that you're no longer enjoying the wonder, the experience, the knowing? Well, today I'm going to guide you through a little bit of a technique that you can use, but also a little bit of meditative state to enhance that feeling again of awe and wonder. And why do we need that spirit? Why should everything feel new to us? It's because you don't want to live in the rote. You want your awareness to open, right? As much as you trust and love and you're intuitive and you're on your path, you're missing some things. You're missing some things, signs, synchronicities that may have piqued your interest at one time, but now you don't have time for it because of the phone, because of this, because of that. We're going to move those excuses today. We're going to tap into you in your own unique way so that you can bring back that childlike sense of wonder, of knowing, of being you, because you're you. And as we begin, I want you to just take a couple deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just to kind of center yourself and getting grounded into your world, into your being, letting everything around you go for a moment. We're going to activate your senses a little bit higher, almost to, if you think about a baby for a moment, and they're just looking around the world like, what is this? What is this? What is that about? Why does that make me smile? They don't even know. They're just laughing, right? Where is your laughter? Where is your joy? Where is it being tunneled into? And where is it not being expressed, right? So as we go through this, you're going to get some awarenesses for yourself. You're going to actually reactivate that childlike in you that's amazing, that's fun, that's playful, so that we can lose the stories in our head and in our mind and our energy field that life is so serious. And life has to be hard and there has to be struggles and all these things. When you create a new consciousness through that, you're going to see the other side where life can just come to you and you are active and you are doing. It doesn't mean you're sitting on your couch and things are just happening. You're participating, but our participation is different. If you ever think about a child for a moment and you catch them playing in their room, right? Maybe they're teaching or maybe they've got their little action figures and they're in battle or whatever. There's no sense of what? Concern. There's not these fears that build up. If I don't get here in time, if I don't get this paid in time, blah, 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 right? And we get stuck in that rote 3D world. And yes, we need those things in our life, but they don't have to be so heavy and so hard and so demanding. We're going to take those demands off and restructure your consciousness so that you can truly enjoy your life in a new way and see new things coming. If you believe in guides and angels or you just believe in helpers, whatever that is, they'll become more to you. They'll become more to you. Maybe your friendships will grow even deeper or new friendships arrive or letting go of some of the old struggles of drama friends will leave. It's wherever it needs to take you. Just be open and allowing through this, right? Nothing goes to, oh, I can't let go of that, or that has to happen. That's not what we're taking away. We're expanding the awareness to see how it all fits together in wonder and awe and that childlike being. If you believe in fairies, then maybe you'll see more fairies. It's wherever your mind believes is where your mind's going to take you. So this universal reset back into wonder aligns into your world. It's not what I believe. It's what you believe, and it opens up doors for your world, for your reality. And that's what life's about. You came here with a purpose and a mission that was unique to you. It was like no one else's. And there was a time that you knew it, and there was a time that you remembered it, and there was a time that you played it, probably even in childhood. But all of a sudden, this carried it, and then you have to do this, and you're outside of yourself. Do you feel that sometimes? Like you're doing things that you don't love? Well, that's not fun. So we're going to come back in, and we're going to see what changes in your life over the next 2 or 3 days even. That's how quick this happens. It can even change today because we're changing that consciousness today. And why we're talking about your consciousness is because you have an awareness span. And whether you're tunnel vision or you call yourself ADHD or controlling, these are all labels. And so we're going to ask the programmings that you have labeled yourself with, that which have maybe pressed down your energy a little bit to the true value of you, the true light of you, that true spirit can come back out again and people get to meet the real you, not the stressed you, not the overworked you, not the tired you, but that revamping of energy, because energy never dies. You know, we could do a show on sleep. I should do a show on sleeping because, you know, our bodies could keep going, but we're taught that they can't, right? It's only because you don't know how to use your breath yet and you don't know how to use that energy because you're not taught that. We come in knowing and then it's taken away and programming begins happening in our world that we're discovered in, that we create in. So let's go. Let's go to that time and place when you were a child. Take a deep breath. You know my famous saying, try not to think, let it come to you. But go into your eyes for a moment and just feel your eyes softening and your body just relaxing. And I'm going to run some energy just to help relax and ground you in. And this grounding energy opens and expands your cellular memory. It's opening and allowing us to access all that is for you, right where you are. When you're ready, whether you imagine yourself walking backwards on your timeline, floating backwards on your timeline, or wherever your time of past is for you, just use that as a conscious guide, but allow your mind to take you way back before any of your programming happened, when you were at your heightened, most all and wondrous state of you. You could have been a newborn, you could have been 2 or 3, doesn't matter. Don't judge the age, just go there now. Let your mind go there now, for the first time you ever felt all in wonder. Oh, yeah, that moment. You see it? You feel it? Can you sense it? Take your time. Now allow your energies of your body, of your mind to drop down into that state. Just drop down into that state. And I want you to breathe. And keep dropping in. Keep dropping into the feeling. Just the feeling of excitement. Wonder. Wondering with amazing excitement. What does that feel like? Maybe you see a family member around you, a grandparent or a parent, and they're telling you a story, and you're in awe and wonder of what's going to come out next. Can you feel that? Can you get into that? Get into that state. Feel it come through your bones and through your body and really, really hold that moment. Let your belly rise. Let your shoulders be excited. Pull back, open and expanded in this state of knowing. All there is in your world right now is this moment right here. This is your moment. This is your awe and wonder state. What's happening? Check in. You feel those energies. Maybe some of you that are very kinesthetic can feel a rippling come through your body, or your body wants to move, or your hand wants to reach out to something. We're going to open up your third eye. We're going to open up all those creativities that you used to have as a child before you shut them down, before you thought you had the world figured out, before everything was new to you. seeing with new eyes, new consciousness. And now as we go into this state, I'm going to work with your unconscious conscious mind, and we're going to open up the neural pathways. And all you need to do is feel and receive. Nothing you need to look at, sense, or try to direct in this. Allow the energies from the universe, from me, through your God source, to expand this for you, your gift today, an expansion of awe and wonder. It is for you now. It is time. Whenever you're listening to this, it is time. Your spirits wanted to create again. It wants to live in the state of awe. 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 Can you feel that childlike giggle? Oh, there is someone's clearing. Can you feel that childlike giggle rise up from your belly through your heart center, tickling your vocal cords? What's happening? What are you feeling? Feel this. Be in alignment with this feeling of awe and wonder. Maybe you're seeing a scene. Maybe you're just seeing a color. Maybe you're seeing nothing at all. It's okay. You want to feel. Feel. What is this? What is this? And what is this? Wow. And we're coming in and aligning in the neural pathways. They're starting to create now. They're creating from the base of your spine, clear through. Let them move wherever they want to move to. Your head wants to move left to right, or doesn't want to move at all. It's okay. It's still happening for you. Calling in all the energies through you of childlike. That place. That place. There is no age. There is no limits. There's just this moment. And in this moment, oh, what are you discovering? What are you seeing? We're creating a new conscious reality now through your God source, whether it's universe. So we're just going to say universal God source, so whatever that is to you. Maybe it's your own spirit. Maybe it's a spirit. Whatever you want it to be. It's just this golden energy. It's this golden energy that you had as a child when you came out of the womb. It's that first energy that you've ever felt that you were here on earth. And the unconscious conscious mind is now resetting the programming in your cells, and you're clear down into the mitochondria of your DNA. You don't have to keep up with my words. Keep into your feeling. And as the unconscious mind is now creating these new conscious realities, these new conscious awarenesses with ease, grace, and peace. Ease, grace, and peace. Ease, grace, and peace. Yes, you may feel floaty. You may feel very grounded and centered. Whatever it takes you, this is you. This is you before any programming, before any stories were created, when everything was just when touch was beautiful, when sight was amazing, when hearing was, tuning in. What is that sound? What does that mean? What do I hear? What do I feel? What am I seeing? Am I in a field? Am I in a room? Where am I? Am I looking at a flower and seeing every petal and the beauty of the color? Are you playing with a toy and wondering how? What else do you do? Where else does it go? You know, you can create your life from this state. This state is amazing for you. This is your new state of consciousness right now, anchoring in through your third eye, through your pineal gland, through everything, aligning in your body. Your body already knows how to do it. It already knows what to do to open up these pathways, to open up these gateways of your mind. Opening and expanding your auric field of play and pleasure. When you're born, you have this amazing energy field. And then over time, things start shutting it down, making it a little bit smaller, making it smaller. And we feel cocooned or trapped or whatever those things are. None of that's here right now. This is your expanded self. Maybe reintroduce yourself. Hello. Hello, beautiful one that's always been with me. Speak with your spirit. You chose this body to come play through. Thank you for that. You chose this time and space. Thank you for that. And this is also the most monumental time if you want to go and see what your path was, what you chose to create, what your purpose was. This is the moment right here, asking your heart, remind me what my true purpose was on earth. Remind me why I came to this playground. And realign my joy of coming into me now. Release out all that energy. Release it out. See it going out of your body. Anything that kept you stuck. It's not here right now. This is just your, maybe your new heaven. This may be your new playground. But this truly is your new consciousness to create from. To go into a time where everything was okay. And there were no pressures, and there was no goals, and there's no hustle and bustle. Go into that space. Your mind knows where it is. It's taking you now. And as we ask the universe, God, and your body and mind and all the energies to support you in this new consciousness, I want you to bring this feeling with you. And as you're bringing this feeling with you, we're going to let go of time and space. We're going to let go of time and space and all everything in between that you might have created as this block, fears, and unknowns. And move those away. Use your breath. Blow it out. Like you're blowing out your birthday candles. Like that first time you see a candle lit and you're like, whoa, look at the flame. Watch it dance. And then watch my breath move it. Look how powerful you are, right? Your breath moves energy. You move energy in every moment. You just forgotten. You've forgotten. And it's okay. This is also the most loving time to forgive yourself for anything that you feel you're holding on to. Let it go, my child. Let it go. Play with this. Feel the new excitement come into your creativity. Maybe you're going to get new ideas or new ways or new beginnings. Every moment can be a new beginning for you. We're going to use the energies of the earth being the full moon yesterday, and it doesn't have to be the full moon when you're using this or listening to this or when you go back to listen to it. But what it is the height of the energy for you to transform. Transform and transmute me. In every moment, to my childlike wonder, to my childlike wonder. And as you come back to now, we're going to negate the fears that I can't be childlike. I have to be serious. I have to be adult. Adult is giving to you. It's a label. You can be a child your whole life. Even a child knows when it's hungry. Even a child knows how to take care of himself by 7 years old. It's not all this big picture that you bought into. It's not all these ways, right, wrong, good, or bad. That reality is leaving Earth. That playground that people play in, they'll either take themselves out or they'll take others out. You see it happening, I don't have to mention it. You stay in your reality. As we talk about this, you know all answers are given to you, but with this new creative consciousness, you're going to get them quicker and easier because the blocks are no longer there. The fears have been released from you. Feel that. Fill yourself with no fear, total peace. Give into it. Let go of that monkey mind. Let go of that chatter. It gets you nowhere. In circles. Come into your heart. Come into your heart. This is your time to live from now. This is your time to create you in a new way. There's no choices you have to make in this moment. There's no decisions. There's no expectations. It's just truly you and your spirit time. Wow. What if I felt like this all the time? What would happen? What would not happen? Right? Play in that. And then go, okay, I can do this. Because you can't do this. You were meant to do this. You were meant to come here and play and do your purpose. It wasn't meant to be struggles and hard and expectations. That was given to you. Give them back. Give all the energy back to whoever programmed you in that moment, in that way. We're not judging it. We're just saying we're not living there. We're not there anymore. We're right here now. And I've cleaned my slate and I've cleaned up. We're going to ask for the washing. We're going to ask for energetic washing of our energy field, of our mind field. Isn't that funny that we call it a mind field? Mind field? Okay, we're not going to play with words today, but that just hit me. Okay, go into your mind space and let it be washed. Let it be expanded and opened. Let your feet feel lightly on the ground. Feel a new center and balance. Come from your I am. I am. And say your name. Or just I am. I am anything I want to be. And I'm all things I want to be. Where does that move you? I hope you felt that back into your heart center. Imagine for a moment that there's a little room, or a big room if you want, right in your heart. And this is where you play in every day, through your universal eyes, through your heart eyes, through the eyes of knowing, of sense, of feeling, of vibrational motion. Whew. Yes. We're going to reset your nervous system. We're going to ask the energies be aligned to this childlike. This may, for a lot of you, let go of a lot of your fibromyalgia, a lot of your dis-ease in the bodies may heal through this. Be open to that. Be open to that. Dis-ease just means you're out of alignment. You're out of alignment in that area. And it's attacked your body in that moment because it's a signal to say, fix this. Fix this. Get in alignment. And you may not know what this means or this alignment is, and that's why I'm here to help you, guide you. I can read that energy. You can read it too, but when it's happening, we get emotional attachment. We may not want to know, or that can't be it. We're letting all that go today. And we're stepping out in a new way, with a new glow, with a new direction on our path. In your reality, doors are opening. Opportunities are here. Say yes. Say yes. Because you want to. If it's outside of anything because you have to, that makes it hard. Say yes because you desire. Ask your heart to bring your desires to you. When you do that, your heart, universe, comes together and gives you the action steps you need to take. That's you playing. We let play and we started responding and reacting and protecting and all these things. One day your mom said or someone said, you have to put that toy away. It's too young for you. That's a belief. You have to stop doing that because now you need to do that. Those programmings, let them be washed away. Trust your intuition. Trust this new energy to guide you. Yes, you will still pay your bills. Even a 7-year-old would pay his bills if he knew he had to eat or have electricity. It's not a hard thing. But people go there because the word child has been labeled as not responsible or doesn't know. And adults knew everything, right? Well, we know that's not true. So you show up in the most beautiful energy of you today, in your universe, your reality, will match you every time. Every time, in every moment, shine. Even if it's a hard project, you're making it harder than it needs to be. Let go of that old story and come back to now. And you may not have as many stories as you had before. Yes, there's the wonder. There's the love. Oh, here I am. Welcome. 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 We live in this moment. Do you realize, come back. Ooh, I'm bringing you back. We only got a few minutes left, so I'm bringing you back. But do you realize as a child, you didn't know to remember your past until someone told you you had to remember it? Do you know that? Do you know that you didn't know what trauma was and someone told you it was trauma? You don't know that as a child. You don't know that. Really, take these times to look at your stories. Who are you blaming? Who are you projecting on? What excuses are you putting in front of you so it's harder than it has to be? Or what are you not saying no to? You know, a child will just tell you no, right? Go back into your terrible twos for a moment. No, no, no. Because as you're saying no to that, you're saying yes to something else. Well, realign into you. Realign into you. Feel that bubbling energy coming up to you. Feel it. Let it release out. It can be this easy. It can be this life-changing if you allow it to be. I would suggest you go back and listen to this when you feel led or you feel a little bit of pressure come back or you get nervous or anxious about something. Come back into this. Let it embrace you. Let it be you. And whatever you're nervous about, laugh it out. Laugh it out. Because it wouldn't be there for you if you couldn't do it. It's there on purpose. If you have new goals and new ways, you create them. You do it. People don't do it for you. Take back the belief that other people's kindness will propel you forward. Get up and do it yourself. And when you were two, you wanted to do it yourself. No, no, I got this. No, don't help me. No. Where did that go? Reignite that yes in you. Reignite that you create your desired life that you want now. Do it for yourself. You will feel so much more empowered. It doesn't mean people won't come and help you along the way. They're there. It's part of their journey too. But trust their guidance. Trust their direction. Turn on your own headlight so you can see in front of you what's around you. You're 360 degrees. There is no front, back, left, or right, but we play in that field. Rise above. Ask your energies to go into the 5, 60, 70. Wherever you want to live from, you create it. Breathe down your body. Come back into center. I hope you enjoyed this meditation. I hope you enjoyed this time together. I know this show is a little bit different, but now is the time to create your new reality. Connect with me, JanielleHuff.com. If you need a session, wherever you're at, we're here. You need some training, we're here. Sometimes we need guidance in our life. Not forever, not for always. Trust your pathways. I'm here for you. Connect with me. Allow me to help you open and expand your all-in wonder of life today. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.